T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KDK Radio News Time, 10:07. I'm Chris Moore, in for Marty Griffin, 1-866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access messages can be sent to me at kdk.com. That's our website. She couldn't hold, I guess, through the news, but someone called and said, we had 8 years of Obama, and that's the fallback position. Every time you're critical of the president, I was critical of President Obama. I'm most critical of his drone program, where he just Tuesday morning decided who he wanted to kill. How many times during the Obama administration did you hear we killed a number two person in ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whatever rogue element there was out there? They bombed people willy-nilly, and I was critical of that. I was critical of Obama for not going back to his so-called hometown of Chicago and going out there in the hinterlands and telling these idiots to stop shooting one another and providing job programs for them. So y'all's fallback position is, we had 8 years of Obama. Like, you had to endure something that was so terrible that you just couldn't get through it. Well, here's one thing. I was talking about this early. Here's one thing Obama did, and most of you who believe in the demigod Trump don't even consider or want to take advantage of, because maybe Obama proposed it, and that's these coal miners whose prospects looked bleak in this area, in Western Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Former President Obama created initiatives to help the people in coal towns who were losing jobs. The Obama-era program offered over 100 federally funded courses to train people in careers such as computer programming and nursing. But now those classes are unattended, as coal town residents put their faith in Trump's ability to save a dying industry. You ought to face it. Coal is not going to come back, not as long as there's cheap natural gas. But you all believe in Trump's promises. One coal miner I saw in this article, Mike Sylvester, was quoted as saying, I think there is a coal comeback. It's not happening, Mike. Mr. Sylvester is the son of a coal miner, and he decided against one of the many career retraining operations and instead decided on coal mining courses. He was quoted again as saying, I have a lot of faith in President Trump. You all are placing a lot of misplaced faith in this president. I'm telling you that now. As part of Obama's power program, the Pennsylvania Department of Labor received $2 million to help retrain workers in coal towns. But in the counties of Greene and Washington, within the sound of my voice, only 120 people have registered for retraining, falling far short of the target of 700. In Westmoreland and Fayette counties, the power program is a dismal 15% of capacity. One guy, Dave Serrock, was quoted as saying, I can't even get him to show up for free food at the office. He was an ex-miner who recruited people in Fayette County for Southwest Training Services. Now, this year, there was a minimal increase in coal production due to foreign demand. But the industry as a whole hasn't hit these lows since the late 1970s. Former coal workers are in desperate need to move to new careers, but they are fighting against that need. Can you believe this? This article says that part of the reason for this is their faith in Trump, but they also don't want to start training unless a job is ready and lined up for them. But companies are unlikely to move to a former coal town just on the hope of well-trained workforce. The misguided faith in Trump and sense of entitlement for a job, a sense of, you hear that, entitlement? Y'all talk about entitlement programs and a sense of entitlement? That's what you have about Mr. Trump, a sense of entitlement that Trump and the Republicans have encouraged and exploited. Y'all voted for him. And they're preventing any chances for the country's most impoverished towns to find a path to prosperity because you believe in Mr. Trump so much. Greene County Commissioner Zimmerman hopes to see a company like Amazon or Toyota open up distribution and manufacturing plants in southwest Pennsylvania. Indeed, it would be provided that would provide thousands of unemployed people with jobs. And you've heard the efforts of our own mayor here, Mr. Peduto, trying to attract these kind of companies. They won't even tell you what they're willing to give away to get these companies here. But you're not even going to retrain so we'll have a workforce that's ready to do it? This just flat out amazes me. Amazon is one of those companies Mr. Peduto is trying to get here. And this article says Amazon spokeswoman Ashley Robinson explained the company first coordinates with local organizations to assess if the area has a workforce that they need. Likewise, Toyota spokesperson Edward Lewis said that the car manufacturer considers local workforce training an important consideration when they look to open up new locations. But the workforce is desperately holding on to the coal industry, and Trump is doing nothing but feeding into their fear of change. Sadly, a region that has been struggling for nearly half a century is going to start suffering even more. And I think this is because of your misplaced faith in this guy that you all must hold up as a god, Donald Trump. And his latest legislative effort, this tax plan, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be in real trouble too. Now, the Republicans have everything that they want. They got the presidency, they've got the House, they've got the Senate, and they're still having trouble reconciling these two bills. We'll see today if the Senate can pass its version of the tax reform bill, and then they've got to meld them, got a mind meld going on, and meld them together, M-E-L-D, meld them together, so that they have a comprehensive bill that the Republicans can then vote on, because they've done nothing to attract Democratic support to this. Y'all believe so much in him, you won't, and you're going to call here and tell me about Obama. Obama this, Obama. He provided a way, and you won't even take advantage of it because it was Obama. Ooh, scary, Obama, this foreigner. And Mr. Trump was and still is part of those groups who deny that Mr. Trump was an American citizen. He said it a little while ago, but he's been going back on the word. That's your demigod, Trump, for you. All right, what do you think? 1-866-391-1020. Dollar Bank instant access messages can be sent to me at kdka.com. I'm Chris Moore, substituting for Marty Griffin today and today only, and I'm sure many of you are glad of it. Let's pause for the traffic with Kathy Bergren, and then we'll take your calls. Chris Moore from Marty Griffin. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to TJ and Carrick. TJ, you're on KDK.
Hey, Chris, I wanted to tell you, who shut down the coal mines? Who shut down 22 coal mines in the state of Pennsylvania? None other than the guy that says, I'm going to make it so expensive for coal companies to emit carbon gases into the atmosphere that they won't be worth it for them to stay in business. That was Barack Hussein Obama. Who's going to turn that around, and who's already turning around? My man, Donald Trump. He's going to make America great again.
How is your
and
man coal doing that?
The coal company
how
is coming back.
How is your man doing that?
They're already opening coal companies back
how
up.
How is your man doing that?
There's already coal companies opening up, Chris.
They're
who shut them
up
down?
Because
Barack
of foreign
Hussein
demand.
Obama shut
they're
them down.
They're opening up because of foreign demand for coal, not because anything Trump did.
It's coming back, and it was Barack Obama who tried to bring America to its knees and destroyed America. But Donald Trump is a true patriotic America. He wants to see
how
America.
How did Obama
succeed.
Try to destroy America? Tell me that.
By shutting the coal industry down. How about that? That's all he won. We'll never forget about what Barack Obama tried to do to this country, and that's destroy it.
Like how? By shutting the coal mines? That's the only example you can give?
The future should not belong to those who insult the Prophet Muhammad.
Is that the only example you can give, which is wrong?
I just told you that.
You're unprintable, young man.
He's going to make it so expensive for coal companies to emit carbon gases.
When did he ever say that?
What's that?
When did he ever say that?
Just look it up on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube, Chris. It's all over YouTube, man.
Everything is on YouTube, Trump.
We will never leave Donald Trump's side because we know he's looking out for the best interests of America.
Barack Obama was more concerned about how Americans perceived Islam
than he was the American people.
Why is it you can't have a cogent conversation about this? Would you listen to me for a second?
You will never leave his side
because you are a true believer in a false god.
No, Trump is trying his hardest to put America back. The S&P is through all, every single day they're breaking records. The Dow Jones is breaking records.
It did the same thing under Obama. It did the same thing in 1929, just before the crash.
I'll tell you what, America's coming back strong. Everything that that Trump's trying to do for this country, the Democrat Party said, say no to the Democrat Party. Stop the agenda for this country.
Trying to get me to defend Democrats. You got the wrong guy, okay?
Chris, I appreciate you taking my call.
Have a great day. I'll talk to you every day. It's pretty easy. Let's go to the Bishop in Denora. Bishop, you're on KDK.
What a hard act to follow on that one.
Just go ahead and do your thing, man.
Yeah, the coal company's water residue going down in the streams of West Virginia and affecting the kids. And I know I was born in West Virginia, and I still love West Virginia.
And these people don't realize, I just told you about an Obama-era program where you provided $2 million for retraining in Pennsylvania coal mining towns. And the people won't even take the training because they believe so much, just like TJ, in this false god Trump. Coal is not coming back. The only resurgence you've seen in it is because they're selling it overseas, not here. And we have to look at the future of this country. We have to look at a combination of coal and gas and wind and green technology. That's the future. And if you're not looking toward the future, you're going to be stuck in the past and you're going to be broke, just like these coal miners who won't take this training.
That's right, and the only
that Obama provided. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was done. I just wanted to put that in that Obama provided while he was destroying the country.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And the only one that's buying the coal per se is China, and that ain't that much. That being said, I was going to allude to all this stuff that's going on in Washington. Interesting guest you have yesterday. I'm gonna be in contact with him, but. This shooting stuff in Woodland Hills School District, I mean, oh, my God. I don't know. It's tragic. Now, we're caught up on this.
I shake my head. I didn't even want to bring it up again today because I spent so much time on it yesterday, but there have been more killings already.
Yeah, and I went to the same time I went over to the park reception, as far as being historically recognized, they also had Tim Stevens had a Stop the Violence. And I'm like you, Brother Moore. All this protesting and all this other stuff, and it ain't been able to get nothing done. It just hurts me that these kids are getting killed or gunned down. Mm-hmm. And over there today, I believe it probably has something to do with some of these kids getting killed because they're in the same district, the Switchville area, I heard this morning, and Homewood. They're all in the right area together, and it just hurts my heart that these, where's all these leaders at? And I'm gonna tell you right now, Brother Moore, mandating stiffer laws far as these ones are killing these kids. Thank you. I know you're up against the break. Let's see you later.
All right, thank you. I am up against the break, and we'll get to it right now. Kathy Bergeron, how are things going on the highways and byways? Chris Moore in for Marty Griffin. The news is coming up in a matter of moments, but first we go to the Dollar Bank Instant Access Center, where Edward writes, Chris. It's astonishing that people are offended by President Trump retweeting three videos, then Muslim terrorists throwing a gay man off a building. Just saying, the hatred is astounding. Ed, this is not about hatred. This is about fact. That video happened in Egypt, and at least one of those people who threw that man off the building is doing life in prison there now. He was convicted of the crime. And this is, you're talking about hatred. This is about common sense. Why would you retweet something and put it in a context that it has nothing to do with it other than to prey on the fears of all Americans and those British first people or anybody in Germany where the right wing is rising, that you're being overrun by a horde of mongrels. That is what you are fearful of, that people of color are going to take over your civilization. That is exactly what you're fearful of. And at least one person yesterday admitted it, Dan from the North Hills. So I wonder how you feel about it. Is this hatred for one person? I don't hold hate in my heart for any individual. I don't do it. I'm talking about policies as established, as announced by this administration that I don't think are good for the country. That's what I'm talking about. And you're so blind in your position that you can't see the logic of that. 1-866-391-1020. The news is next on KDKA. Chris Moore in for Marty Griffin. 1-866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access messages can be sent to me at our website, kdka.com. Let's go to Ken and Plum. Ken, you're on KDK.
Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say I enjoy listening to you every time you're on the air. I wanted to make a couple of quick points about two of your previous callers. The last caller who was talking about praising Trump and all the things he's been doing for coal miners, I always like to challenge my friends, and I challenge them by saying I want them to name one thing, one single policy or one single piece of legislation that the Republicans have ever done that forwarded the betterment of working people and working families. This current tax bill, there's nothing in the current tax bill that's being supported by the Republicans and Donald Trump that does a thing for working families. It does quite frankly, it does the opposite. And talking about bringing jobs back to America, Trump still has his clothing line produced offshore. He's made no commitment to bring that back. He's attacking the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was established by Democrats. And that bureau supports and helps people like coal miners who've been, shortchanged by banks and lending institutions. And Trump wants to get rid of that. But I wanted to turn my final point over to the previous caller who said that he would follow and obey orders because he's a former military man, and he said that he would follow Trump because Trump's his commander-in-chief. I wonder if this gentleman would have said the same thing about his former commander-in-chief, President Barack Obama. Would he have followed him like he's saying he would follow Trump? To me, I think it's just an excuse to support Trump, who gets praise from deplorables like this David Duke, this Ku Klux Klan guy who's made a lifetime of hatred, who recently said, thank God for Trump. This is why we love him. You know, speaking of which, if Trump really rejected messages of hate, he should have tweeted Duke immediately and said, don't do me any favors because I reject your ignorance, your racism, and messages of hate. Crawl back into your hole and take your Confederate flags and all your nonsense with you. But he won't do that. And it is really astounding to me, Chris, why people embrace this prejudice and ignorance in this day and age and the support of a president who supports prejudice and ignorance.
Trump, I think it's simple to tell you the truth. He's appealing to some of their core values, their fear of being overtaken by a Muslim horde of people who would invade this country and kill people. And we have to point out that Mexican who was in the country illegally, who killed the young lady Steinle, was acquitted this morning. The jury came back. That was their cause célèbre, their case for why we needed tougher integration and not sanctuary cities. And the guy was acquitted and deported. The system works sometimes. It works slowly, but it does work.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does, Chris. But anyway, those were my comments, and I appreciate, I appreciate listening to your show.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's go to Richard in Castle Shannon. Richard, you're on KDK.
Good morning. I'm having trouble getting my mind around the idea there's no connection between Mr. Trump and the Russians. We have a fellow, I think his name's Paul Manafort. He did a service for a Russian stooge in the Ukraine for a paltry $75 million.
But that's a criminal activity. That's not fixing the election.
He then became the chairman of the Trump campaign for no pay. That's highly commendable. We have a Russian agent running the Trump campaign, and he's in the Russian. Russia's paying him. Junior Trump is involved, but Daddy has no clue. Russia interferes in the election and spends millions for humanitarian purposes. They receive no promises of any kind, like, you know, sanctions. The Trump campaign seems to have been kept afloat on rubles for years. Can you say laundering money? Trump only, Trump under oath told the Senate committee he wouldn't know a fellow by the name of Souter if the guy was in the room with him. Now, I listened to an interview he gave, I guess, on British radio two or three years before, and he went into great detail about his contracts with Mr. Souter. The only fear I have of Trump getting away with this is if Mr. Mueller is bent.
Richard, most of the things that you describe are going to come down, just as I said, as criminal activity. There won't be any direct collusion or a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and the people in Trump's campaign to get him elected. What
Who's
will they
Trump's
prove?
Trump's criminal associate.
Well, they will prove that there are lots of criminal associates, and criminally things have been done with big money and money laundering and crooked deals and those kinds of things. And that's what I'm talking about. And so all
with
that
who?
You have said.
With who is he dealing?
All with the Russians. All that I have said, back. All that you have said backs up what I say, that it's going to be a matter of a criminal affair and not. Why did I interrupt you?
No, you didn't.
All right. Well, it's going to be a matter of a criminal affair and not collusion to get elected.
Well, his partners in crime are the Russians.
Well, I agree with that. And that's been my point the whole time. His partner in crime are the Russians. And before that, his partner in crime in building in the United States was the mob. David K. Johnson has documented that, so he knows how to deal with these nefarious, underworld, shady types.
We'll get you elected, and you remove the sanctions.
Well, I'm not running for anything but a seat on the 71D, okay?
That's all right.
That's a bus. All right, 1-866-391-1020 and Dollar Bank Instant Access messages can be sent to me at kdka.com. Let's check the file there. Well, Roman writes, "Hi, Chris. Since no one has read my emails to KDK, okay, I have to believe that it is corporate policy. I wouldn't know. I don't set corporate policy." Anyway, he continues, "But just for you and those that believe, that earthquake that hit yesterday and was felt from Washington, D.C. to New York can exponentially get more powerful. God is watching his people, and the hypocrisy that comes from these so-called leaders, what they seemed to not get, God can bring down the whole house." That was a warning shot to them. Well, there's another prophet heard from. You know, I don't know how these revelations come to you, Roman, to tell you the truth, but I would guess, and I don't know if fracking has been done at the epicenter of this quake near Dover, Delaware, or Dover, Maryland, wherever it was, that if fracking has been done anywhere there, but it's more likely to be because of fracking that's been done than God's wrath descending on Sodom and Gomorrah. We may feel that we're close to that, but I don't think that that's the case. But if you believe, and that's what you believe, that's one of the things that makes America great, because you have every right to that belief. I wonder if there are others of you who think that that earthquake that he's talking about was God's wrath and vengeance, and he's getting ready to bring down the whole house. 1-866-391-1020 is the number. Let's pause for traffic with Kathy Bergren. We'll get the update from the highways and byways. I've just been informed that 62 years ago today, Rosa Parks was arrested for not giving up her seat on a bus in Birmingham.
Oh, was it Montgomery? At any rate, she was arrested 67 years ago today for not giving up her seat. You'd think we'd come a lot farther than that since these times, but sometimes I really wonder. I really do. In a lot of respects, we have, but sometimes I wonder. The news is next on KDKA. I hope that you will stay tuned. Oh, no, the news is not next. What is next on KDK? Oh, weather and calls and all the rest. What a brain. Bill in North Carolina, you're on KDK.
Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hi.
My wife and I are RVers, and this summer we were out in Bayard, Nebraska, where Chimney Rock is, and there were trains running, coal trains running about every hour or less, 24 hours a day. And it just so happened a guy working at the campground was an ex-train conductor. And what he told me was Trump just lied about the coal coming back in the east. Butte, Montana, he said those trains run clear across the country. They have 130 cars with 100 ton of coal in each car. And he said they just run all the time. They were just waiting for Obama to get out of office. He said they were just all loaded up and ready to go. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I was told.
Well, what are they loaded up and ready to go for? I mean, where are they taking the coal?
I don't know. He said the biggest run he would do, they called it the Peach Run. They would go to Atlanta, Georgia. Now, what they did with the coal once they got there, I don't know.
Well, you know, I have no doubt. I see coal trains crisscrossing downtown Pittsburgh all the time. I see cars loaded with chemicals crisscrossing through downtown. I don't know that that means that any of those industries are booming any more than they were. I do know that every expert I interview on energy tells me that because of the low cost of natural gas, that coal will never be what it once was here in Pittsburgh or in America. And so people can pin their hopes on the coal industry coming back, but I would rather pin my hopes on getting educated to work in clean technology and getting things developed that are not working well. We can mine all the coal in the United States if you want to, but what's it going to do if it keeps polluting the air and floods all the real estate of all those people who built homes on the coast, and then will want the government to pay their insurance bill and with the next hurricane and high water comes up?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's the coal that I'm talking about, though, it's all strip mine coal in Montana. And like I said, I don't know where it's going, but it's constant.
Okay, well, they tell me a lot of it is going overseas. I really don't know. But I'm glad there's a market. I'm glad that there are people who still have jobs, but you can't depend on it. You know, my industry is changing. This television and radio is being consolidated. People are losing jobs every day. It's not any different than any other industry. And those of us that work in it and have worked in it a long time have to look toward the change. And if we don't, we become dinosaurs.
Yes, you do. Fortunately, I'm retired.
Well, enjoy your RV, and I'm sure you worked hard, long and hard, to get the pleasure of driving that thing around and seeing the great sights in this great country, okay?
It is a great country.
All right. Be careful on the road, and enjoy it while it's parked. I tell you, you know, I am sure that they're mining coal in Montana and West Virginia and some places in Pennsylvania, but if you're putting your hopes on that being the savior of America, then I think your hopes are not well placed. It's just as simple as that. Things change. Look how the steel industry changed. Pittsburgh's not what it once was to steel, but we still call our team the Steelers. Things change. And you got to get ready. You got to adapt. It's adapt or die. It's just like evolution. Things change, and as a long term, you have to look at it farther than your own lifespan to tell you the truth. What are your children going to do? Just because your father was a coal miner and you're a coal miner, does that mean you want your son or daughter to be a coal miner? Get them educated and get them to go in something that's different and change. These computers that drive the world, this artificial intelligence that they say is going to put everybody out of work, you better get ready for it. I know things are changing in my industry, and I'm a dinosaur, and I'm still surviving because I adapt to change. You better learn to adapt, too. All right, let's adapt to what's going on the highways and byways with traffic report from Kathy Bergman. No need to get the blues now. Let's go to Alice in Greensburg. Alice, you're on Kitty K.
I just have a question, Chris. I listen to you often, and I just wondered, you're obviously anti-Trump, and I'm just wondering, wouldn't it be more unifying to say something good about what he's been doing? Because it sounds as if everything you feel about him is negative.
Well, I think you've got a good assessment there.
So what is it that he's doing or not doing that you find not good for America? Because I see his efforts are tremendous. I see the
You think his ethics are tremendous?
I think that his efforts...
Oh, effort. I'm sorry.
...are tremendous. I feel that Obama, who is now shadowing President Trump, just like the last time, and right after Trump's visit to Asia and all of that, off is going Obama. And I find this, I find it actually sedition to be undermining and subversive to President Trump. President Trump is trying his best, and yet no one gives him credit for that. He's all bad. You slander, bash him. Everything is picked on, taken apart. I take offense to that because I'm an American.
Okay, and that's right. Well, I'm sorry, but the news is next, and I'll give you something really to take offense at after the news if you are a...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.